You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This one, she says, no name, please. I'm going to call her Layla.
All right.
And it's interesting. She goes, I know most women probably want their husband or boyfriend to get along well with their friends, meaning her friends.
Yep.
She says, so maybe I'm strange, but the man I'm in a relationship with is almost too friendly with my friends. I don't mean he flirts with them. He just responds to our social media threads, and he'll stop by briefly sometimes when I get together with my friends. The thing is, they all love him, and he's honestly not doing anything wrong. I just feel like these should be two separate worlds. Layla writes, I said something about it to my sister, and she thinks I'm crazy. She's never been in a relationship where the person was friendly at all with her friends. So she thinks I should shut up and count my blessings.
Dang.
What do your listeners think about this?
All right.
No name, please. We'll call her Layla.
So the overly friendly boyfriend, you say? Who's going to be the first to say that she's insecure? Who's going to be the first to say it? Ha, ha, ha. Me.
Is it, though? Is it insecure?
Sounds like a little bit. Like he's overly friendly and she's afraid that he's going to move on and start shacking up with one of her friends, is what I'm thinking.
I got to tell you, just on a personal level here. Well, not personal because it didn't happen to me, but I have an acquaintance. I'll just put it that way. It's not a close friend. It's an acquaintance. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that on her social, one of her social media pages, some guy that she had started dating, and I think she dated him, I don't know, a year and a half, whatever. He was constantly all over her posts when she would have posts with her gal pals and stuff like that. He was always the first person to comment on it. He was inserting himself. I could tell. I'm just an observer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, he's really inserting himself into her other life.
Okay.
And when they stopped dating, I couldn't help but wonder if that wasn't a component of it. That he is overbearing, I guess, when I'm like trying too hard to be friends with her friends. I don't know. I don't see it. I don't see her as being insecure. I can see why you say that.
In that case, then let's put the focus on the guy. I feel like then at that point, was he commenting on her posts or her friend's posts?
Hers.
Well, then in that case, the guy's just marking his territory.
I guess, but like she would go out with a couple of friends and there would be a post like they're out at dinner. And so he's immediately like within 2 minutes of it being posted, he's got to do a comment. Hey, you ladies look great. And and it's
oh,
like,
man,
you're friendly, dating her.
You friendly know? People are the worst.
But every time is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I guess
like,
every time
it got
time
to be a game
a
that every time I saw one of her posts, if he wasn't already in the picture.
Yeah.
Then he was commenting
Gosh,
on it every
just,
time.
I feel like, you know, we hear all the time that, you know, women are looking for a guy that talks a lot, that comments a lot, that is friendly with their friends, they can all hang out together as a group, and now it's happening, and she's upset
by it. I can't disagree with you, but I guess if we're back to that stupid balance thing again, aren't we?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, maybe he just needs to ease up a little bit and not comment on every post. Or, believe it or not, have, you know, open communication with somebody and be like, hey, I love that you're doing this. I love that you're a great guy, but it's just kind of weird looking.
I would rather, in this case, that Layla not have open communication with him so that we get the problem. If she had had open communication with him, she never would have written to us. We wouldn't
there is
be able
that.
To talk about it.
Maybe she should start commenting on his comments just with, stop it.
Yeah,
please
give me a
stop.
Break.
Or truly, let's go back to square one here. Maybe she is nervous that she's got some hot friends and this guy might, you know, make a move on someone.
I don't know. She says he doesn't flirt with them, but get a load of this. So let's go back to this line in the middle. And I see some phone calls coming in. She adds, he'll stop by briefly when I get together with my friends. You can't tell me that that is not crossing a line.
That's the pop-in. It's maybe in his mind, he's like, this will be kind of cute. I'll just pop in and show up. Heck, I did that yesterday to my wife. She was at the gym working out, and I texted her. I said, hey, I'm going to go home and blah, blah, blah. I decided to say, screw that. I popped in at the gym and surprised her, and she loved it.
Katie, good morning. Thank you for holding.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
So what are you going to say to Layla? You've got her ear right now. What are you going to tell her?
While I agree that the world probably shouldn't intersect as often, I'm more on the side of kind of count your blessings, because it's far easier to have your significant other say, hey, I really want a girl's night. I appreciate when you stop in because I love that you want to spend time with me and I love that you get along with them, but I really need some girl time right now. It's far easier, I feel, to have that conversation than it is to say, hey, let's all get together, and he says, ugh, but I hate Stacy.
Right. I hate your friends would be much more difficult.
Get along with them.
It'd be harder if he hated your friends.
Conversation.
You're spot on, Katie. You're spot on. We're done here.
We need the
one call
ground.
Says it all.
Katie is right. We need the
done.
Middle ground.
One and done.
You don't want the person who hates all your friends, but you can't even go out for a girl's night out without him showing up.
Oh, who cares?
I care.
Have him pull up a chair and have a drink with everybody.
Really?
He's friendly,
that is
Frank.
That's insecurity right there, is that he feels like he can't let her go out or go wherever.
We actually, my girlfriend's at work, we all had a girl's night recently, and at the end of the whole thing, all our husbands are texting us, or significant others, and we're all like, hey, does anybody care if they all come join us for a drink? Because they're all starting to get off work, or they're at home, you know, doing whatever they're doing. And it turned into a whole couple thing, but it started as a girl's night, but it was part of the conversation. It wasn't just, oh, so and Larry popped in for, you know, whatever. It's like, well,
right.
This was supposed
yeah,
to be
well, the
they
way
asked
you're
permission first.
It was great.
They asked permission.
That's fun, and everyone was on board. It's great, but it's not every time either, is it?
No.
Yeah.
All right, Katie.
Hey, I'm glad you called. You go have a fun day, okay?
You do the same, boys.
Bye now.
Thank you, Katie. I think so far the text of the day so far is going to Johnny, who's like, hey, Jeremy, what gym does your wife go to?
I know. I was like, no.
That's great.
No.
Tell him.
Yeah, right.
Come on, you're very secure.
Creeper.
You said you're not going by to check on her, so,
no,
you know,
I'm not, but that's
just tell him.
That's creeper party of one right there, Johnny.
Here's Cindy on the phone. Cindy, good morning. I'm glad you called.
Good morning.
Hello.
What are you telling Layla?
Well, I'm telling Layla, trust her gut.
What's her gut saying?
Can you expand on that a little bit?
Well, her gut is telling her, you know, something that's not positive. So I think she should trust it.
Her gut is saying, this guy is so friendly. I can't stand it.
Well,
yeah.
It's not the way I interpret
it. I feel
it.
Bad that this guy is just seems like a genuinely friendly person, and he wants to get along with everybody, and he wants to make a good impression with her friends, and now it's backfiring on him.
No.
No? What do you think he is? What is he then? A stalker?
I think he's kind of a leech.
That's what I think,
too.
Oh,
really?
You know, if he was just friendly, we wouldn't have heard ever from Layla. If he was just a friendly guy, she never would have written. So it's obvious. It's him taking it to a level that's uncomfortable.
Maybe she's just a mean person and she's not used to this much friendliness in her life.
Maybe.
Cindy.
Cindy, I'm so glad you called. Go have a fun day, okay?
Bye, Cindy.
Thank you
for being on the show. Rhonda, what do you want to say to Layla?
Hi, Layla. Hi,
okay.
Boys in the morning.
Hi.
Well, three words for you. Lady, turn off.
Oh, your phone, that,
we
your
lost
phone
you,
cut out.
We lost you on the first two words. What are the three words again?
Oh, I said universal lady turn off. You know, it's a little too needy, a little too weird. And I've had experience with this. It depends on certainly how independent the woman is. But, you know, some ladies really like that super hyper attention, but most of us don't.
What happened with your case?
Oh, I had one that popped in when I was playing volleyball and, you know, and he wasn't invited and popped in doing this or that. And, you know, it just was.
You don't like people watching you play volleyball, huh?
I don't mind that, you know. I'm
It's a neurosis of some sort that, you know, that you always have to be, like, including yourself in everything that they do.
Right.
It's like you're not joined at the hip. My God.
Are you happy now?
I think it's too needy.
No, are you happy now with somebody?
I think most people value some away time and some together time.
Jeremy wants to know if you're in a good relationship right now.
I absolutely am. I dated a little bit in between marriage number one and marriage number two, and that was one of the experiences I had in my learning about dating again, and it just wasn't for me. You know, I'm a little more independent, and I didn't like how that felt.
There you go.
You know, you made a good point. Before we let you go, I'll say you made a good point. You and that you need to find... We talk about how there's a Jack for every Jill, and you need to find someone whose level of this kind of forcing themselves in matches up. Like, some people could be so into that and want the guy to be inserting himself.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I think that would be maybe 15%, though, that are that way. And I think everyone else, after a while, like, might even be cute the very first time it happens. But by about the fifth time that they show up, you're like, God.
You're here again, huh?
Yeah.
So what do you say? Should they break up?
Well, if she's not loving it, then I would say yeah.
Yeah, it's time for him to go, I think.
Listen, I'm really glad you called. You go have a fun day, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for being on the show.